Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
My name is Rob F. Switch.
This is the video game music podcast featuring only third and fourth generation video game music. This is episode 219.
Yes, yes, we are here and we're ready to do this.
And Rob, you look like Santa Claus right now.
Well, I got a little bit of the Christmas theme going on.
You look like a young Santa Claus because you have a young, you know, a dark colored beard, kind of, and you know you have the Christmas hat, so you look like a young Santa Claus who's into U2, who's into Bono from U2.
Sega Claus.
Oh, Sega Claus. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
But the glasses make you look like Bono from U2.
Okay. Okay. I'll take it. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. You know, I feel like it's been a while, you know?
It's been a while.
And,
yes, sir. We're straight up, we're stained. Stained.
Yeah. But.
You know the band?
I heard of such a band, yeah.
They're one of their big hits.
Oh, it's been a while.
There it is.
It's been a while. It's been a while. Right. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, you feel like the old days right now a little bit, right?
A little bit like the old days because I'm using the microphone that we started this whole podcast with.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, when I came up to Port Town, I brought a different microphone, USB style.
Yeah.
Right. I was doing it USB style, and that worked for a while. But
university,
I had an issue. What's that?
Well, no, University of Santa Barbara style?
Something like that. And then I had an issue with my cat, and the microphone fell on the ground. So I had to break out the old microphone, the cable, and I got a mixing board here. And this is all analog. It's all anal-og.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's all anal-og. It's all anal-og.
Right.
So... I wish you could be on my end because this is reminding me of when we used to be in the
original headquarters
at HQ and we had these old mics.
Right.
You know, the sound was really, it was rich coming in.
Right.
Through the mixing board. Those were the old days.
Yeah. That was the weekly days. Those are back in the weekly days.
Wow. What
is time? Every single week. Every week.
Everyone was getting some of us every week.
That was just really something. Well, look, there's a lot of top of the show business because it's been a while. You know, a lot of top of the show business. And I want to start things off with the top of the show business with a question for you, Rob, that's from a user. Okay. I don't know if you saw this. Did you see this? Maybe you saw this in the emails. I don't know, but.
Hit me with it.
Okay. Hey, Rob.
Hey.
User Julian here. I was at the Kamasi Washington show on Friday, where Kamasi stated that he believes himself to be the best Street Fighter II player in the world. Any comments / reactions to this statement?
Boy, that is a loaded question if I've ever heard one. Let me tell you right now. What version of Street Fighter were they playing?
Well, he just says best Street Fighter 2. I can only imagine he means the original.
No. Look, the problem with the original, right?
What?
You know the oldest version they will use in regulation competition?
What? Which one? What is it?
It's Super Turbo.
Right. Hyper fighting.
Hyper.
Uh-huh.
Because... the original Street Fighter 2 Champion Edition, it's so glitchy.
Huh.
Right? And you can just pull out cheap combos and that's all she wrote.
Uh-huh.
Or he. 2019. Uh-huh. He can write it too. But the point is, now, that version of Street Fighter 2, I think I can be I can excel at, but also Super Turbo. Hey, don't count me out.
Uh-huh.
Don't count me out. Super Turbo Hyper.
Okay, so you don't think, I guess, do you feel like Kamasi Washington, do you not believe him?
Well, I'm not familiar with his work.
Uh-huh.
I need to see his work. I need to run some tape and see what he's all about.
Uh-huh. Well, he's a jazz musician.
What does he use?
He's a jazz musician.
Mm.
So maybe he's good at thinking on his feet, you know, and improvising.
Improvising. Sure, I can definitely see that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see some of the work. I'd like to see him. I'd like to see how he moves.
I think he has a piece of music called Street Fighter 2 or something like that. Doesn't he?
Okay.
Do you know who Kamasi Washington?
No.
He has, or gosh, what is it? I forgot what the name of the track is, but the music video is him playing somebody Street Fighter.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, listen, Julian has a new VGM karaoke track that he shared with us, and we'll be hearing it later on the episode. So, you know, stay tuned. You know, don't change your dial. Don't change the dial. You know, keep it locked on Legacy Music Hour, and you'll be hearing from Julian with his new VGM karaoke track.
Yes, 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 yes.
And there's some funny things to say about it as well. Okay. I want to give a big thank you to Greg Osorio for the nice Christmas package that came in the mail. Big thanks to Greg Osorio, which you still have that stuff, right?
And we're talking about the Mega Drive, the drive of drives,
the Mini.
Do you understand?
Is the Mini, right?
Mega Drive Mini, absolutely. And the Sony PlayStation Mini.
Yeah.
So I took the PlayStation Mini out for a test run, and it's nice to revisit that part. I don't need the Mega Drive Mini per se.
Because
I have a regular Sega Genesis, an original, an OG.
an anal OG.
Not an anal OG. But a Mega Drive OG.
So
you see,
yes. So do you? But there's games on the Genesis Mini that you never didn't have before, right?
Let me look at the box. Hold on.
Well, you get the. I played it. The Monster Hunter 4. The Monster World 4.
Oh, yeah.
English version.
Oh, right.
Which is
official translation.
I played it. It's good. Yeah. Real good.
Yeah.
See.
You're calling it the Mega Drive Mini, but that's a Genesis Mini, actually.
Alex Kidd, yeah. Altered Beast, okay. Castlevania, Bloodlines, yeah, done it. Comic Zone, Contra Hardcore, Dynamite Heady, Earthworm Jim, Eternal Champions, Ghouls and Ghosts, Golden Axe, Gunstar Heroes, Kid Chameleon, Light Crusader, Mega Man, Phantasy Star 4, Road Rash 2, interesting choice, Road Rash 2. Shining Force Shinobi 3, Sonic Spinball, Sonic 2, Space Harrier 2. Space Harrier 2, interesting choice. Street Fighter 2, Champion Edition, of course. That's the regulation at my barbershop, because that has Hyper on it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Streets of Rage 2. Interesting choice there. Did you see that in Streets of Rage 2?
Well, wouldn't you say that is 2 the best one?
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh.
I like 1 almost
3,
as much.
3 had,
I like 3
maybe,
too.
Maybe gave it a run for its money.
Which one?
3.
Streets of Rage 3?
Yeah, it's close. It's close.
Yeah, I think
3,
it's close.
2 is too easy. 3 is, I think, as hard
Virtual
as the first
Fighter
one.
Virtual Fighter 2. Really interesting. They chose Virtual Fighter 2. A lot of twos. and Tetris. I didn't even see that. Tetris. I've never played Tetris on the Genesis.
Yeah, it's the first time there's Tetris, the Mega Man 1, and the Monster World 4.
Uh-huh.
It's the first time technically released in America.
Right.
I think the Wily Wars was like a Sega Channel game or something.
Yeah. Here. Okay, well, listen, this gift was very much appreciated, and I have been a good boy this year, so I think I'm gonna bring it down to the annex so you guys can play it, because I got the Genesis.
Okay.
But I want you guys to get down with this.
Sure. I'll take a peek. So look, here's this kind of question, and I'm gonna put this out there to the other users. User Costa sent this message. He said, "Yo, can you guys make a Patreon, please? It's too hard to manage monthly donations to you via PayPal. Like, I want to increase my amount because you're putting out amazing work and climbing my podcast ladder. But Patreon would be a lot easier because I'm already on there." So, I guess the question is this. This is, you can leave your answer in the comments section here at legacymusichour.com, but should we start? Look, we do have a donate button. We're not trying to really advertise it that much, but, you know, it does help with things, you know, and we really appreciate the donations that have come in from over the years, but, you know, we're not really trying to make money off this music, but it does take some time and money to, you know, to do the podcast though, and to curate and there's a lot of technical
exactly.
things and stuff, you know,
curating.
But also the technical aspects as well, microphones, for example, you know.
I just went to Guitar Center today.
Gabe just went to Guitar Center today.
Yeah, got a guitar.
And you know, when we do get donations too, there's a lot of people involved, you know. So anyway, I guess the question is should we start a Patreon for this purpose of help? I feel like, here's the thing. For me, I only like to do a Patreon thing if I can offer a service somehow, like a bonus service, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So maybe we have to think of a bonus service that we can offer. What would that be?
What kind of bonus would the users like? I think that would be a good place to start.
Yeah, what kind of bonus would you guys want if we did start a Patreon? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe some behind the scenes footage. You know, we just get the camera out, start shooting a little bit of stuff. You can see Trevor on the couch, you know, doing his thing. And, you know, you could see Rob maybe bobbing his head mm-hmm. offbeat to the music because he's getting a delay, you know.
Or sometimes sometimes Zelda jumps into the frame and, you know, she likes to dance sometimes too.
So I don't know, man. Bonus clips. Cat clips.
Cat clips. Good. No, that might be something too.
I don't know. Who knows? You know, hey, why don't you comment and suggest Patreon bonus things that are easy, something that's easy that we can do. That's not, you know, cause it's already a lot as it is kind of a thing. And so, anyway, this is something to think about. Whatever. Something to think about is all. And we can think about it, too. Something to think about.
Yeah, we're putting out there. Let's give him something to talk about, Brent. Let's give him
Bonnie Raitt. Bonnie Raitt.
Mm-hmm. Stained Bonnie Raitt. We're all over the map today.
We cover all our bases. Now, here's my little monthly. And at this point, it's been a couple months. Because, well, look, truth be told, we recorded a couple episodes in a row for the last two episodes. So it's been a couple months since we recorded. You know, I wanted to give you my little monthly, or in this case, two monthly, or what do you want to call it? Whatever you want to call it. Roundup of games that I've been playing.
Did you say two monthly?
Well, two. Or what, however you say monthly, but two.
Interesting that it's 2 months, though. Interesting.
Interesting. Interesting choice. So, I played a couple computer games from the late 80s early 90s. Well, from 87 and 1990, I think they're from.
Come to San Diego?
No, The Fool's Errand and 3 and 3, both by Cliff Johnson. Okay. Now, Cliff Johnson, he's known for making puzzle games, and he designed all the puzzles for... I talked about this on the last episode. Remember when we... Okay, so this is what happened. First of all, Cliff Johnson, he made this... He did all the puzzles for the David Blaine autobiography. There was a David Blaine book that came out, and there was all these puzzles hidden in the book. And there was a $100,000 prize if you could solve the puzzles, basically. It told you where the treasure was located and all this stuff. Anyway, Cliff Johnson designed all those puzzles. So that book kind of reminded me Well, then, you know, Emily gave me this book called Maze. And, you know, I dug into that and I really liked that. And I was, when I was trying to figure stuff out, I thought, well, because it reminded me of the David Blaine book, and that, you know, Maze came out first, it made me think, well, I had heard about the game The Fool's Errand by Cliff Johnson because of the David Blaine book, and I thought, I wonder if The Fool's Errand could help me in playing that game. I wonder if it could help me put me in the right mindset to maybe figure some stuff out in Maze. And so I checked out The Fool's Errand, and you can download it for free off of Cliff Johnson's website. And it, there's a ported version of it that you can play on modern computers. And but it's you kind of play it with a sort of an old Macintosh interface. But anyway, it is kind of similar to Maze, and I really wonder if The Fool's Errand was inspired by Maze. So played The Fool's Errand and played 3 and 3, and then I found out later that the musical composer and lyricist Stephen Sondheim is a fan of computer games, and his two of his favorite games are The Fool's Errand and 3 and 3. And I thought that was interesting. And then for Thanksgiving, which was just pretty recently, my sister's one of her best friends came to our Thanksgiving dinner, and her husband is her husband's name is Brian. And Brian, I've known him for, I don't know, 15, 16 years or something. And he works at the video game company Insomniac. Hmm. Insomniac Games, mm-hmm. known for Ratchet and Clank, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, whenever I see him, usually at holiday functions and stuff, we talk about games a little bit. You know, he did game design, and you know, he's been at Insomniac for 20 years, right? I mean, he's seen that company grow from when he started there, it was 20 people, and now there's 300 people there. But anyway, I said, you know, we were talking about games, and I said, yeah, I've been playing a couple computer games, and I said, do you by any chance, have you ever heard of somebody named Cliff Johnson? And he said, yeah, I'm friends with him. It was my first job in Los Angeles. I worked for Cliff Johnson. Oh. And he said that that was his first job working in video games. He was an artist for his company, and that, you know, he doesn't talk to him all the time anymore, but you know, the last that they, you know, he talked to him a couple months ago. So, and he lives in Connecticut now, Cliff Johnson. Hmm. And he said he met Stevens, and I guess Stephen Sondheim and Cliff Johnson became friends because they're both fans of each other's work.
Wow.
And in fact, Cliff Johnson was inspired by something Stephen Sondheim had made, puzzle-wise. Mm-hmm. And then the craziest thing I heard was that Brian, he said that he saw a picture of Cliff Johnson, Stephen Sondheim, and Mia Farrow at an escape room, doing an escape room. Isn't that crazy? Can you imagine? I can't imagine Stephen Sondheim and Mia Farrow. I really can't imagine Mia Farrow at an escape room.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was kind of crazy to hear that. So, I don't know. That's kind of crazy that I'm pretty close to somebody who knows Cliff Johnson. I don't know. It's kind of weird at all. But I mean, the Stephen Sondheim. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that. That's kind of interesting to me. But anyway, so I played this game, Battle Kid, right, for the Nintendo. And, dang, this game is very hard. I mean, gee whiz. It is truly so hard. Brutal, you know? And I got the good ending on normal as opposed to the bad ending on normal. It's not hard to get the... Oh, actually, no. You do have to do a little bit extra work to get the good ending. But I got the good ending on normal. And, man, that game is so hard. But I wonder if there are better endings on the harder difficulties, you know? But, yeah, that game, I really started to, there's an ability you get at a certain point that really makes the game, kind of bumps up the fun factor, I think. Yeah, tough game. If you want a hard game, Battle Kid, gee whiz, that is truly just a hard one. Ay, ay, ay. A while ago, a friend of mine helped me learn how to play Mahjong, right? So I finally started kind of playing Super Mahjong Taikai, But I still don't really understand a lot of the rules, but I somehow did manage to win one game somehow. And, I mean, I kind of understood the rules enough to be able to win one game, but, yeah, Mahjong, it's kind of complicated, I feel. But there's a lot of Mahjong games out there for video games, you know? I played that game Pieces, and,
yeah. I don't know why my voice sounded weird. It cracked when I said that.
I looked around. I said, wait, who said that just now? I thought, who the heck said that?
I said, like, there's no bass in my voice when I said that.
That was so weird.
Yeah.
That was so weird. I didn't know what that was.
That was a weird voice.
It sounded like another guy.
It sounded distant, too.
Yeah, it sounded distant. I said, who was that? I looked at Trevor for a second, and I thought, does he have a mic? And I thought, wait, he doesn't. I thought, was that, who the heck was that?
That was me.
Anyway, that's crazy.
This beautiful voice.
Pieces, I didn't know that you could... I almost beat it. I was on the final boss, and I didn't think it was beatable, but then I realized you can make the cursor go faster by holding down X or Y or whatever. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was how the game worked, because I couldn't find an instruction manual for it. Anyways, I did that, then I was able to beat it. Yep. But multiplayer, that's really cool on that game. I played multiplayer.
Oh, you did?
I did play multiplayer on it.
I figured that'd be
that's really
a
cool.
Lot of fun,
it is. It is. And there's different kinds of multiplayer games. You can race against each other, or you can also do the same puzzle together. Mm. And the puzzles are bigger than the ones when you play by yourself. And you can also play up to 4 players on the game.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I didn't know that, yeah.
Or certainly you could do 3. I think you could do 4 though also. Mm-hmm. 4 players? That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Pieces. That's a cool game.
It is.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
It is
a
neat game that you don't hear about.
It's a jigsaw puzzle game. And then finally, I've been playing Shining Force 2, and this is the first time I've ever played a tactical role-playing game, and it's interesting. It's different. I don't know if I'll play another tactical role-playing game after this, but this is interesting, you know, and obviously the music is so good for Shining Force that makes it, you know, fun to play. But
I think it's one of the best tactical role-playing games. So, uh-huh. I mean, you already got the good stuff.
It is kind of neat that it's, you know, different. It's a different kind of thing where you kind of, your party's so big and you're, mm-hmm. you know, you're kind of placing all these guys in different places mm-hmm. or whatever. I mean, usually not different places, but you're placing them strategically, I guess, to...
And you're getting, like, little hidden chests and stuff, too.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know who has that. Well, sometimes in a level there'll be a chest and you kind of got to... sort of sacrifice one person to, like, go get the chest, the item in the chest.
Oh, I usually just get the chest after the battle's over, usually. Oh. But, anyway, it's cool. You know, it's cool. But look, that's my 2-monthly roundup. 2. So?
Yeah.
So that's that.
Let's get into it, huh?
Okay, let's go. So, this is another free play episode, and we'll just be playing third and fourth generation music. And I'm going to start things off today. And I'm going to start something off with something kind of, you're going to think, okay, we said third and fourth generation, and then you're going to say, what? Well, we're going to be hearing from a game I talked about a little bit, Battle Kid Fortress of Peril.
When did that come out?
Came out in 2010, but it came out on the Nintendo Entertainment System on a cartridge, and so therefore it is still considered the third generation. I consider that basically anything that comes out for the Nintendo that comes out in cartridge form on the Nintendo, that's considered, to me, that's considered third generation, because that's a third generation console.
I'm not complaining. Yeah.
So there you go.
It's interesting.
So, no, I think nobody would have ever thought that, but it's true. It is. That's a third generation game. It's just a very late third generation game, yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is Battle Kid Fortress of Peril for the Nintendo Entertainment System. The music is by Sivak, who also designed the game. And we're going to hear Amethyst Caverns. Thank you. This is music from Battle Kid for the Nintendo Entertainment System, music by Sivok, and this is Amethyst Caverns. And this is my favorite track in the game, and it's also the area that this is in is my favorite area of the game as well. I wonder if that's correlated with the music, because I like the music here, but yeah. I like how this thing comes in where it goes boom, just before it kind of gets into the groove here, right here.
This game's kind of like Mega Man, right?
It's more. I mean, I don't know. It's sort of. Nah, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't say it's like Mega Man, actually. I mean, it's a platformer kind of game, but it's a Metroidvania game, actually. And it's just really hard platforming, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bosses are, you know, it's pattern recognition and stuff. It's a hard game. Oh my gosh, it's pretty dang hard. I mean, you gotta, there's checkpoints, but I mean, gosh, getting to those checkpoints is so hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially you have to replay stuff so many times, you know. It's it's pretty hard, you know, but it's doable, you know. You just work at it. I mean, girl, you better work. It's a cool track. I think that's a really cool track. Yeah.
Okay. I took a trip to Japan this year, Brent.
I know it.
To watch.
You talked about your trip on the last episode, actually.
To watch the Rugby World Cup.
Oh, really? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right. So, world-class rugby is what we'll start off with.
Okay.
I don't think we've played a rugby game.
I don't think so.
On the show yet. So this is an exclusive. Hold on. See if I can do that. I don't want to mess it up.
Yeah, don't be messing with things.
Exclusive. Did that come out right?
Well, yeah. I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Staff roll. World-class rugby. We'll be right back. Okay, that is staff roll, and that is when you beat rugby. It's when you beat it. Hey, hit that beginning again, because it kind of started off with doo-wop. It kind of sounded like that doo-wop style.
All right.
You know, that doo-wop piano?
Uh-huh.
But then it goes into something way different. It's not doo-wop. That drum is more like it reminds me of an aha drum. You know what I'm talking about?
Aha.
Like take on, where it's more like take rugby. Take rugby. It's like the remix.
You get Stain, Bonnie Raitt, aha. We're just really just all over the place here, you know? We cover all everything, you know?
By the way, when I was in Japan, I tried to find you guys your games.
Oh, yeah.
Because you sent me a list of games with prices you wanted to pay as well.
Right.
And that was really complicated.
Yeah, sorry about
because that. Because I went to Super Potato in Tokyo.
Well, they're expensive.
Yeah.
Of course, but it was the only place that I had to go to, so I was walking around and the guy asked me if I wanted help, so I said sure, and I looked at the list and I picked the first one and I showed him and he disappeared for almost 10 minutes because he had to find it. And all these titles, most of the titles in Super Potato were in Japanese. All the signs were in Japanese, so it's very hard to find what you want. He comes back with the game and he goes, here it is. And I saw it, and then he looked at the list and then disappeared for another time. But then I saw the price was twice what you guys were wanting to pay.
Yeah. Huh.
And then he comes back with the second title, and it's three times what
whatever
the price was.
Do you remember which games they were?
So then I wanted to tell him to stop, but he just kept looking for the titles, and I went, oh, man, now I'm going to look terrible because I'm going to say I can't pay this price.
Right.
That's not what the instruction was. So I said, sorry, I can't. Too much yen. And he didn't say anything. He just took him and went back. And I went, oh, man.
Did he look, he was upset?
Yes, he looked upset.
sorry about that.
And I don't know if this was a place where you could bargain, but I wasn't about to haggle in a language I don't understand, and I'm sure there would have been some complication.
Do you know what games they were?
I don't remember. I saw your guys' list, and I copied them off an email onto my notepad, the notepad app, and then that just it didn't work out. It was a whole complicated mess. I felt like an idiot.
Well, thanks for doing that. And
sure.
Oh, this ended. That track is supposed to end. I just noticed it ended just now. Should we just here? We'll play it from the middle, and we'll play it out. You know.
Okay.
But thanks for doing that, and thanks for, you know, I mean, look, it was kind of a cool experience, though, to ask that guy, right, and disappoint him.
Yeah, that's nice to bother people in all cultures, right? Nice to know that.
That's kind of a cool experience for you, right, to bother these people? All right, we'll check this track out, and we'll see what happens, okay? So you can turn the mics off at this point, or you can have a note to do that. Okay, there you go.
Okay. World-class rugby on a world-class trip where I was a world-class jerk.
No.
For us, which I appreciate.
Yeah, okay.
So, so next up, we're going to hear from another third-generation Nintendo game. This counts, you know, but...
So when you say third and fourth generation, you're talking about the systems, not the games.
Yeah, the systems kind of a thing, you know? Well, for example, this, okay? For the Super Famicom, the last game to come out was in 2000, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a Metal Glater or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. It's Metal Slater, Slater Glory or whatever. Mm-hmm. Director's Cut. And so, you know, okay, 2000s, okay, you know. And, well, anyway, so... well, Nintendo, the last game to come out for Nintendo, I think right now, is Micro Mages.
Yeah.
So, well, then I guess there you go. It's a third generation game. came out in 2019. So this is a Nintendo game. It came out in 2019. I just thought, okay, hey, we're hearing from Battle Kid. Let's hear from the most recent Nintendo game, the most recent third generation game, which is Micro Mages. This is by, and I haven't played this, but it looks good, and you have it, mm-hmm. and you like it.
It's real good, yeah.
Yeah, and the composer on this is Julius Rike, perhaps? Or Rike? And, yeah, this is Nintendo Entertainment System 2019, and we're going to hear a track called Heroic. And again, this is from Micro Mages, which came out this year for the Nintendo on cartridge.
I got it.
Yeah, and he and Gabe has it. From Micro Mages, from composer Julius Rike, or something like that, Rike. This is Heroic. And, yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, this part coming up really sounds like Junko Tamiya to me.
I was thinking that, or like Shovel Knight a little bit.
Listen to this. This. Just, that part sounded really like... I don't know, Street Fighter 2010 or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Well, maybe this whole track sounds like a Street Fighter 2010.
Think, yeah, that's what I think.
I like how the backing vocal, or whatever you want to call it, it's higher there, right there. It sounded cool. Huh? Listen to the bass, too, here. There's a cool slide in there. There's a cool slide in the bass. I like that. That's cool. That's cool. That's a cool track, you know?
Cool track. Very, very good one.
Did you watch that video about this game? How they fit it into
40K? Yeah. They did some really innovative stuff here,
And it looks fantastic for, I think it's 40 kilobytes, which is, you know, like an early NES game size.
Yeah, I do want to get this game. Yeah, this is cool. It's a cool game. It looks cool, I mean, from what I can tell, yeah.
And you can play up to four people.
Yeah, you can play four players simultaneous here.
Yeah, and kind of you played that Towerfall, right?
Yeah, I love Towerfall.
Yeah, I think it's not really like that, but it kind of. I haven't played either multiplayer, but I get the similar kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know, just little sprites and
right. Yeah, it looks good. Really cool. Yeah.
Okay. Let us move on to Lord Monarch.
Yeah.
It's a game we haven't heard from since 2014.
Well, there was, yeah, right. There's two Lord Monarchs that we've heard from. There's a Super Nintendo one and there's a Genesis one.
Right. I will be drawing from Lord Monarch Super Nintendo. Bet you didn't see that one coming.
Well, I saw it because I knew. But, yeah, to everybody listening. Oh, yeah, wow. Ooh, that's
controversial. Very controversial. Okay, title track. Lord Monarch SNES. Hit me with it. Out there, that was the Lord Monarch himself. Yeah, delivering a smooth one. Title track, Super Nintendo. I love that track. That's a hit right there. Going platinum. I've seen it 1,000 times.
Listen to that bass. Bass right there.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, love that.
Yeah, the bass is cool. Yeah, there's some funny licks going on. Dun, 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 dun.
It almost turns into like a horn.
Great.
The sound of it.
That's got some. That track has got some sauce on it. Some sauce, for sure.
There's some bass stuff here. Yes, that was good. That's cool. That is cool. Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
Oh man! All right, I'm really glad we got to. I'm surprised. There's another track in there that I really like as well, and I'm surprised it hasn't. This track hasn't been, or this soundtrack hasn't been played. Since 2014.
Right. Gabe did a cover of the track that was played in 2014. Devil World. Yeah. It sounds very similar to, I mean, it sounds very close to the original. Next up, we're going to hear from a fourth generation track here. This is a Super Nintendo game called Pac-Man 2: The New Adventures. It didn't come out in some crazy year. It's just normal year.
I actually have this game.
Oh, you do? Wow. Mm-hmm. So this is we're gonna hear. Okay, so the composers on this are Katsuro Tajima. credited as Fukin Tajima. And also Hassan's family is also the composer on this. Or Hassan's, yeah. Hassan's family, yeah. Okay, so yeah, there you go. So Fukin Tajima and Hassan's family, or Katsuro Tajima, the proper full name. So Pac-Man 2, The New Adventures, Super Nintendo, we're going to hear Lullaby. This sounds like music from a Warner Brothers cartoon or something like that. You know, it's kind of jazzy, and it's... Or maybe it even kind of sounds like a Raymond Scott kind of thing or something, you know? So here's the track. This is music from Pac-Man 2, The New Adventures on Super Nintendo. Music by Katsuro Tajima and Hassan's family. This is Lullaby. And yeah, this part especially sounds so much like a cartoon, you know? You know?
Mm-hmm. Doesn't the other part really sound like something?
It sounds like Peter and the Wolf.
Oh, that's and the Wolf. It. Yeah.
I just was about to say that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yes, indeed. A little bit.
Prokofiev. It's kind of interesting how this is sort of jazzy sounding, but it has the pitch bending notes as well. Mm-hmm. You know? It's always a kind of an interesting combo when it sounds kind of futuristic and also old at the same time.
It's funny. It is Peter and the Wolf, but I was thinking it sounded like Day of the Tentacle or one of those LucasArts games. Mm-hmm.
This part right here, it's just such a cartoon right there to me, you know. Sounds so, you know, cartoony. Here, listen to the pitch bend here. Anyway, that's Pac-Man 2 for you right there.
Okay. Taiheki. NHK Taiga Drama Senki Simulation Taiheki. Got it?
Yeah. Oh, you know what, actually?
What's up?
Oh, shoot. Before you get into your track, Well, we can do your track, and then but then it's time for Gabe's Corner.
Sorry. Okay.
Should we do your? Okay. Let's do your. We'll do yours.
Okay.
Because the middle would be right after. Would be, the middle would be right now. Would be Gabe's right. Corner. I just realized.
Right.
Maybe we'll do Gabe's Corner, and then we'll go to Taiki.
I'm cool either way.
What do you want to do?
I'll put it in. Put it up. Let's put it in Gabe's Corner. Let's ask Gabe. Put it in his corner. All in his corner. What do you want to do?
Oh man. Yeah. Let's do Rob first. It's 30 minutes announced. You know.
Okay.
Like we know it's coming.
Okay.
You know, I'll save mine.
Gabe's Corner a little late.
That's right.
Okay.
I was a little late today, too, so works out.
Well.
Well, it's been a while since we've been on live. So, understandable. It's totally understandable. Taiheki. NHK. Taiga Drama Senki Simulation. Taiheki.
There's a really good track in this game that was played on the podcast before, and it was one of my top, might have been one of my top 10 from that year. Really good track.
Oh, really? I hope I'm not double dipping.
I don't think so. No, I double checked.
I thought we didn't even play this.
Yeah, yeah. There was a track. Yeah, really good track from this game. Really good track. I mean, really good. Mm. Kind of in the vein of a Sengokushi Retsuden kind of track, you know?
Here's a track for you. Okay. That is NHK Taiki Drama. Taiki.
Yeah.
You know what? I had typed it wrong in the search engine, in our Legacy Music Hour search engine, and I missed the I.
Yeah. This is a sort of variation on what was played on that last the last time we heard from this game, which I think was probably the ending track or something like that. You know. But I have a feeling this is maybe the intro track, you know? And but yeah, this is a really good track. And, you know, as is that ending track, they're you know, similar. I mean, well, they're the same track, but this is a variation, though.
Bump, 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 bada bump, bump.
Yeah, it is ending, yeah. The last time this was in. Yeah, it's funny. It's a little. It's different, though. It is different than the one that we heard before. Th- this part, for example, this has this sort of descending chord progression kind of a thing, or this descending bass line thing. It's different. That one's different. Same melody, but different kind of progression. This part is the same as the other track. I love this part. And then this is different right there. This is different than the ending track. Yeah. It's different. So, episode 161, if you want to hear the ending track to compare. Next up, next up is Gabe's Corner.
All right. So, I think it was the last episode you mentioned what obvious things haven't been played.
Uh-huh.
So, this to me is one of those. It's from Super Mario. No, it's
Super Mario Brothers.
It's 1-1. It's from Strider for the NES, and it's the opening theme cinematic thing, and I don't know, it's just a classic to me.
Uh-huh.
It's one of the early games I had, and I would just watch this over and over because of the music.
Yeah, oh wow.
So this is Strider opening from Harumi Fujita.
That's right.
That's right. I almost said Juko Tamiya.
No.
Here we go. Strider, title by Harumi Fujita.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing that's missing, it's not missing in the music, but do you remember the intro for this?
Oh, no.
It's like a really cinematic kind of thing, and he sticks his sword in it. And so it's like, dee-dee, dee-dee, ching. It's like a little shing from the sword.
Oh,
is there? Yeah. It's not, I mean, it's not part of the music.
It's not.
It's
okay.
Like a sound effect.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I always hear it, like, ching. So, yeah, there it is.
Yeah. I thought, yeah. Oops.
Ooh. That's been played before. So anyways, yeah, I used to just put this on and just listen to it when I was a kid. Like, I think it was like one of the first tracks I realized that I really liked video game music.
Yeah.
Kind of jazzy.
It sounds very Harumi Fujita to me. It's... To me, this... Well, I don't know. I just feel like she kind of does these kind of Latin-y kind of tracks sometimes, you know?
With the bass
right
rhythms.
Here. But then again, it also... It kind of sounds like Legendary Wings a little bit, too, which is not Harumi Fujita.
Right. I like the low notes here. Right there.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Shing. That's where it'd be. Very kind of anime looking opening.
Right. I didn't beat this game.
What?
Yeah, I should, huh?
It's not hard.
I think I got stuck at one point.
It's extremely glitchy. And I mean, this is like one of the first games I had. And I would just play it so much. And I found so many glitches where you can just go through the walls and like just crazy stuff. It was extremely glitchy. But
yeah, I should revisit this game. I probably played halfway through it or something like that. There was a part I remember getting stuck on and I didn't know where to go.
I know it very well.
Next up, we're going to hear from a Sega Genesis game from composer Chris Huelsbeck, Mega Turrican. And this is a game I played through a little while ago. We're going to hear Stage 2-2. Oh, 2.
2-2?
That's interesting. Two.
Interesting choice.
Interesting choice. Maybe that will be the theme of this episode is two.
Just
two, interesting.
Like the Roman numerals.
Yeah, interesting choice, you know. Now the question is the title written out is just two eyes or is it gonna
be two eyes, I think.
Or is it really?
Yeah.
So it's episode 219 and then just
two I,
yeah? Or is it TWO? Or is it the number two?
Oh, no, I kinda like TWO now. Just put number two, like the word number.
But if it is just the symbol for two, that's going to be confusing. But I could work, you know, but it might be a little confusing too, you know.
We did have a Creed 2 recently.
That's true.
So, yeah.
So, okay, two then, T-W-O. T-W-O? Is that what we do?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's Mega Turrican Stage 2-2 by Chris Huelsbeck. This is music from Mega Turrican, music by Chris Huelsbeck. This is Stage 2-2. The beginning really sounds like Prince, you know? Doesn't it?
Yeah.
When Doves Cry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got Prince, Bonnie Raitt, Stained, you know, Prokofiev.
Aha.
Aha.
I didn't mention it, but the Lord Monarch one reminded me really of like a one of those dark, like, Depeche Mode, like, kind of ballad songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Depeche Mode. Yeah. We got it all here. Yeah. We got the best of the 80s and 90s here on Legacy Music.
Depeche Mode is my favorite band.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this Prince right here. It's Prince. Right?
Yeah.
That's some cool sounds there, huh? You're hearing these different swells in the ears here. This track is almost like a lullaby to me, you know? Do you know what I mean? This part right here. It's a lullaby.
The Cure, Lullaby.
Doesn't that sound like a lullaby, kind of?
Yeah.
it just kind of gets very sweet at the end. And this is such a sort of Terminator sort of sounding track, you know? And then it gets all sweet at the end, you know? No?
Mm-hmm. Terminator 2 is kind of sweet.
Oh, it is. Don't you think that the end kind of gets kind of very lullaby sweet, like, you know?
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You hear what I'm saying? Right here. Mm-hmm. Right here. This part right here. It's like Little Nemo or something.
I was
going
to say Little Nemo.
Little Nemo right there, yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Which is very lullaby. Kind of. Yeah, very, I think.
Yeah.
The melodies.
Well, wait, the first level?
Yeah.
Of Little Nemo? I don't know about the first level.
No, the... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do Second or third.
Brent, look at how fat my cat has gotten.
Fat cat Modesto right there. So we're just in silence here. Look, I'm just watching a video of Rob with his cat.
Well, she just jumped. I gotta move her out of the way because she's gonna jump on the keyboard. She likes to jump on the keyboard.
Uh-huh.
Probably trying to send out messages.
She probably wants to send out some e-meows.
Lupin the Third.
Uh-huh. It's funny. Well, certainly, yeah, because, again, this is another track probably from 2014 that was on the podcast 2014.
I'm just revisiting the
2014, yeah. The 14s.
So I think cutscene 5.
Okay. You know, this is the third. Yeah, Lord Marnarch, Lupin the Third, and Taiki. Those are all from that era, you know, of Legacy Music Hour.
Right.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, yes. I did. I heard a liquid sound, yeah.
What does it sound like on your end?
It just sounded like something getting poured.
Oh, okay.
It didn't sound like pee-pee, if that's what you're asking.
No, sometimes people pipes. When I'm on the phone and that they hear the water running through the pipes, they'll say, "Are you on the toilet?" And I'll say, no, I'm not. It's just the pipes.
It sounds like someone else flushing.
Unit where there's exposed piping.
Uh-huh.
You see, so you can hear it when they turn on the water and they pour water.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That was a flush. That was a flush. Straight up flush.
The royal flush.
Correction. I'm sorry. I read the track title wrong. It's not cutscene 5. Well, it's
probably
something
is.
To do something associated with a cutscene, but the actual track title is Happiness. Isn't that a nice little happy track?
Well, it's pretty bright.
I like that bass in the beginning. Isn't that bass nice? don't, the don't, the don't, the don't.
Next up, we're going to hear from a Famicom Disk System game. This is called Famicom Mukashi Banashi Yuki. And this is music by Soyo Oka. And it really sounds like her music. This track is going to sound a lot like Ice Hockey. But so this game came in two parts. There were two discs. Where there was the first part, and they were released a month apart from each other. So it was the first. This is from the first part of the game. So the first half of the game was released, whenever, and then a month later, the second half of the game came out. And that's how they did that with these. These are kind of like adventure, adventure games, kind of like text-based, And I guess there was a series of these games that came out: Famicom, Mukashi Banashi, they were released like that in two parts.
Were they two different discs?
Yes.
Okay.
And so this one is Yuyuki, this is based on the 16th century Chinese novel Journey to the West. That's what this is based on. And we're going to hear the track called Go West. All exclamation points there, or all capital letters there. And that's interesting.
What was that?
That was my monster in my pocket.
No, wait, what?
Rob sometimes.
Right. Rob sometimes. Wait, did you think that came from you?
It did come from me.
No, it came from me.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that came from me. Yeah.
I felt like a movement.
No, it felt. I felt the movement too.
Wow, that's weird.
But that's so weird that you thought that was you.
I totally thought it was
me. I could have totally blamed it on you.
I kind of like just. So I think I swallowed at that time too, so it's kind of a thing.
Yeah, it was
a
weird.
I totally thought it was me.
Yeah, it was me. It was weird. It was a weird
monster in your pocket.
Monster in my throat. It was a bubble in my throat or something like that. That was really weird. Yeah,
because I get that sound sometimes.
Uh huh.
So yeah, I just figured.
That's funny that you thought it was you. That is so funny.
It's weird because we have headphones on. I can't really tell where it's coming from.
Right. No, I felt it.
Weird.
Well, who knows? Maybe it did come from you, and maybe I'm the one who's getting tricked here.
I'll check out the tape later.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, here's Go West from Famicom Mukashi Banashi Yuyuki, music by Soyo Oka. This is music by Soyo Oka from Famicom Mukashi Banashi Yuyuki. And this is Go West. It's kind of jazzy. It's kind of a classic Soyo Oka track, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. It sort of sounds like Ice Hockey.
Ice Hockey.
Yeah. This part right here. This is good right here. Anyway, it's a cool little track there, Mm-mm.
Okay. Super Rugby on the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah, okay.
Isn't
yeah.
that funny that they were calling their title Super back in the NES days?
It was on the Super. Oh, it was on the Nintendo.
Nintendo. On the Nintendo.
Well,
Super Mario?
Oh, yeah. It is weird when they called stuff Super, you know?
Super Glove Ball?
Well, and it was also Super C.
That's right.
It is weird when they have Super in the Nintendo era, you know? Cause,
Super Spy Hunter?
Oh, it was like that? It is weird, though, Super, because that's not, it's not Super yet. Oh, Super, also, isn't Super, oh, no, no. Wait, Super Tecmo Bowl, is that?
I think Turrican is Super Turrican on the NES.
They don't have that.
PAL only.
Oh, really?
Could just be Turrican, but I think it's Super Turrican.
Huh. It is Super. Weird. Huh. It okay. is interesting.
Sure.
They should have just called it 2.
Interesting choice. Or should call it Rugby. Interesting choice.
Okay.
Very interesting. Okay. Here's a track from Super Rugby. It sounds a little bit like an ending track, no?
It's got to be, right?
That's when you finally save the princess from rugby.
Yeah, no, that's a good track. I like that. That was nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was good. That was a nice track.
Save the princess from King Rugby.
This sounds kind of like... It a little bit sounds like Konami ending music a little bit for sports games, okay. You know? For sports
sure,
games
sure.
A little bit. A little bit. Just a little bit. Not really, though. A
little bit.
But
a little bit.
It definitely
bit.
Sounds like an ending track, for sure. A little bit. A little mm-hmm. bit.
Could be.
This is a classic ending for a sports game. It's not Konami.
Kind of sounds that's
what
like
I'm,
it, yeah.
That's what I was saying.
But even like the sound of it, not even the composition kind of.
Yeah.
The sounds are Konami-ish.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's... I like this. This is a good track. I like this track. Mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, let's just hear this through all the way through here. Yeah.
This new microphone picks up my beautiful vocals.
Beautiful half a second later vocals. Well, look, I mentioned it at the top of the show that user Julian That's actually sounded kind of more French. It's like Julien. Well, you can't really do a Julien. You have to go Julien. User Julien. User Julien. Julien Wass. Wass. Has a VGM karaoke track for us. This is kind of interesting. This is kind of funny because, okay, this actually really fits thematically with the episode. Maybe it's not two. Maybe the episode's not called two, but it's, what would you say the theme is if we're listing a bunch of artists that stuff sounds like? You know, we've talked about Aha and Stain and Bonnie Raitt and Prince and so forth. You know, what is this?
I thought it was an interesting choice.
Interesting choice? No, but that's not...
Interesting
but
choice.
What word or whatever
influence.
Would really... Influenced?
That's kind of boring.
Well, listen to this. This music... Okay, first of all, the music is from Aerobiz Supersonic.
Ooh. That's a good soundtrack.
Really?
And game.
And... But this track is kind of a ripoff track.
Oh.
Of... Well, I don't even...
We could call it sound-alikes, you know, just sound-alike.
This is a sound-alike, definitely.
I've done a lot of sound-alikes, yeah.
Right. This is definitely a sound-alike
mm-hmm.
of... I don't know if I should even say the name of the... I won't... Okay, look, I'm not going to say what it sounds like. You'll hear for yourself what it sounds like. But it's definitely like... You know, we're talking about hits from the 80s and 90s. Well, this is definitely a hit from... it's a hit from around... You know, from then, you know, so... The name of the track, titled by Julien, is If Not For Music Hour. Okay? And, and by the way, his, I guess, stage name, as far as VGM karaoke goes, is Eazy-E. That's spelled Y-S-Y hyphen Y.
Oh, right.
You know?
You know, he's a professional composer.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, Eazy-E?
Yeah.
You mean the rapper?
No.
He was. No, just kidding. No, Julien Wass. Julien Wass. Julien Wass. Yeah, he's a professional composer for TV and movies and mm-hmm. stuff, right? So, okay. So, anyway, you'll hear what this sounds like, but this is, you know, anyway. Okay, If Not For Music Hour by Eazy-E, here it is.
If not for music hour, and would you know a game like Goemon without music hour? Funk jams for sure on the threes and fours on the legacy. Music hour. Yuzo Koshiro Mitsuda and Tateshi Takashi and Alberto Jose Gonzalez / Joe McAlpe. Pulse with the noise with the cheeky cheeky boys on the legacy music hour. Soya Okawood.
Oh, there you go.
You know her.
Yeah, we sure do.
If not for music hour, and would you know unknown composer without music hour, with Robin Brent, Gabe and Keycliff on the legacy music hour.
I like that cymbal hi-hat.
Yeah. Hey.
That's great.
Oh, bravo. Bravo. Bravo.
So, yeah, thank you, user Julien, Eazy-E, for, you know, it was kind of a tribute to the show, too, you know.
Yeah.
It was
I can't think of what it sounds like, though.
Right, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it sounds like something from
maybe cream.
No, it sounds like
I think it's
cream.
I thought it sounded like Derek and the Dominoes. Maybe Derek and the Dominoes.
Oh, I was thinking Mike and the Mechanic.
Wait, you didn't know it was Cheers? You didn't know it was Cheers from Heaven?
No, I knew. I'm sorry.
No, we're joking. We're totally joking, of course.
Oh.
Wait, did you know, Trevor?
No,
did you?
I didn't know. Yeah.
You thought we were serious? Yeah. Oh, come on. He even uses the same lyrics, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's funny because
I thought that was weird.
I don't know if people could hear in the background, but Gabe and I were kind of joking that we didn't know what it was. And then Trevor was like, it sounds like Tears from Heaven by Eric Clapton. Could you hear that?
I can be a little too dry.
No, I thought I made it obvious. I was like, yeah, I don't know. It was like Derek and the Dominoes, maybe? I kind of want to hear it again. It got stuck in my head, I got to say. You know? Mm-hmm. Let's play just the beginning of it real quick.
Oh, would you know the name Furnace if not for music?
It's kind of funny though, because it says, "Would you?" It's like, "Would you know? Would you know the name? You know, would you know the name Furnace?" Furnace. All right. Well, anyway, that was cool. So that's about it for the episode. For a full track listing, you can check out legacymusichour.com. You can comment there as well. And you can, ask questions and stuff there too if you want. And weigh in on the whole Patreon thing or whatever. And you can also email us at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
Or you can always call. Operators standing by working holiday hours, 281 Sonic 91.
And what else?
Got any plugs?
Plugs.
Kind of got a little long.
Sonic 91.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool when we got that number. But does anyone even look at the letters on the keypad anymore?
No.
Yeah, they do.
Because when you look in your phone, on a smartphone, it's, I think the...
Oh, they don't show the letters?
The letters are, they're not very bold. They're not the same bold font, is what I'm saying.
They show the letter. I see the letters. I'm looking at Gabe's phone right now. Here, let me
see. Is it pretty obvious?
Yeah, look. I'm going to show you right now. See?
Oh, okay. I guess I was wrong.
I don't know if it's just this phone.
I don't know. I just thought that people don't use that anymore.
But you know what's cool about Sonic 91, by the way?
What's
is that? 91 is when it came out, is when Sonic came out.
Right.
That's cool. Did you know that?
How do you... are you serious?
Wait, when is Super Mario 3 coming?
Yeah, but you didn't know when we were talking about Super Mario Bros. 3 and that other game, you know, the
Honey in the Sky.
Honey in the Sky, yeah. You know? So hold on a second. Let me just ask you this. When you got that phone number,
yeah,
you knew, 91, this is perfect because it came out in 91.
You questioning me?
I'm just wondering if that was an accident or if you knew going into it.
How long have you had that number?
Since 2010.
Oh, wow. That's a really long time.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy that we've had that number for 10 years.
Yeah, I know.
What the heck?
Yeah.
I could have gone Altered Beast 89. I could have gone Wonder Boy 87.
Altered Beast, it wouldn't even fit, yeah.
You know, I had a number of options.
Yeah, like Mario 390 or something like
I called the phone company. Yeah. And they said hello. Right. And I said, hello. I said, yeah, I need a number. And they said, what are you looking for? I said, Sonic 91. And I want 281. They said, oh, right away, sir. Right away, Mr. Switch. Well, then
it was before you were called Switch. They knew. They just knew.
Oh, right away, right away. We'll get right to it. And I said, and don't be giving me no Mario 85, Mario 84.
Well, he was saying,
I didn't want none of that.
Gabe was saying, oh, yeah, you could have made the number Mario 80. You said Mario 90, but it's more like you could have made the number Mario 89, or you could have made it Hani
80.
Hani 90. Hani 90 or something like that, or whatever it is.
Yeah. Like I'm going to have a Mario number.
I tell you, they said
Sega,
yes.
Sega's got the real Mario.
He said
the real Mario.
He said right away, Mr. F. That was when your last name was F instead.
Yeah, because Sega's got the real Mario. Oh no, it's Marco. That's Marco. Never mind.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was really funny. Oh yeah, if you haven't seen
this,
that video is really funny. Actually, that's really funny. So. If anyone hasn't seen it yet, go on the YouTube channel for Legacy Music Hour, and you can see Rob did a little tour of the entire Genesis library as display for the Portland Retro Gaming Expo, and that's John Hancock's collection of it. And Rob takes a little 4-minute tour of the labyrinth of games that exists there.
Right.
And
right,
yeah,
a lot of Pele.
I was so excited to be in the maze.
He got lost.
I was just pointing out all the games,
tapping.
You know,
them. He tapped all.
I like how he tapped. I wonder if John cared about that.
Well, no, he wasn't. There was like protective glass, I think.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So
right. It was bulletproof, bulletproof, shatterproof,
bulletproof
in
software.
In case there was any kind of terrorist attack.
Bulletproof software.
Right.
So they, it was funny because Rob kept on pointing to these games, like, you know, all the classic games for Genesis, like Home Alone and, Cliffhanger, you know?
Because yeah. Those are the ones that just popped out.
All the Sega classics. All the most classic exclusive games, all those exclusive games for Sega Genesis.
I like that one was like next to something.
Oh,
bro, like,
look at this. Here's the real Mario. Because I looked at it so quickly.
Yeah.
It was Marco.
I know. Actually, Marco, we've played music from that on the show.
I know. I said, this is the real Mario. And then I put the camera back on it and I said, oh, wait, no, that's Marco.
That's so funny. The real Mario. That'd actually really be funny if Sega Genesis had a game that was called Mario. That'd be so weird, you know?
Right. Right. Not Super Mario, just Mario.
Yeah, just Mario. The real Mario. Oh, Marco. That's a funny video. You guys got to check that out if you haven't seen that yet.
Oh, man.
Well, anyway.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Sonic 91, 281, Sonic 91. Okay. So let's see here. Ooh, so next episode will be after the new year. Not our new year, but after the world's new year. So I guess Happy New Year and Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah and Happy Kwanzaa and everything. And we'll take the picture with you while you're wearing your little Christmas hat and stuff, your Santa Claus, yeah. Bono Santa Claus.
Tis the season.
So our closing track will be, this is a kind of an, I'll give you a little info on this. Okay, well, it's from a PC Engine game called Doraemon. I mean, there's a lot of Doraemon games, but this is Doraemon Meikyu Daisakusen. And this is from composer Jun Chikuma, who's for some reason credited as A. Chikuma, the initial A. So just a little bit of little info on this game. It came out in North America as Crater Maze for the TurboGrafx 16, but it has a different soundtrack and different characters in it. But Crater Maze is, you know, this North American release is closer to the original arcade game it's based on, which is called Kid no Hore Hore Daisakusen. So this PC Engine version is not as close to the original arcade version, which is a Japanese game, So I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing, I think. You know, that the North American version called Crater Maze is similar to the arcade game that came out in Japan. Anyway, so so this is the PC Engine game, Doraemon Meikyu Daisakusen, music by Jun Chikuma, and we're going to hear Samurai Era. Our engineer is Gabe Castro. Thank you to Trevor Ames for hosting us here. And this is the second to last recording we'll do here, I think, for the Legacy Music Hour. Because Trevor's moving.
To
Port Town.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just kidding. He's just moving to another part of part of Los Angeles. So I don't know. Maybe we'll be recording there. Who knows? You know. Maybe we'll be squatting in here. You know. Or whoever takes this place, then we'll
show up.
We'll just show up. Yeah. We're doing Legacy Music Hour.
They could be a user.
Yeah.
Might be Studio Steve. You never know.
Studio Steve. We're waiting for you.
Studio Carla.
Oh, a female. Or male.
You never know. I don't know. Hey, it's 2019.
What about Studio Mark? Studio Marco.
Mark.
Hey, it's 2019. That, you know, they're everywhere, you know?
So, also, Emily Donnelly does our mixtapes episodes, which come out every Wednesday, aside from the first two Wednesdays of the month.
Thank you, Key Glyph.
And I think that's about it. And we'll see you next month. I think that's it. Anything else to plug? Oh, sorry. No, you wanted to plug something. Okay.
Oh, you know what? I was going to, but okay, I'll do it. I can't say what it is, though. That's the thing. But
oh, come on.
If you watch the Game Awards, it's like the yearly show. I have a trailer that I'm working on right now. It's premiering. It's like, but it's the announcement of this game. I mean, you know what it is. It's like, I can't say what it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's, can I just say two?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
It's two.
It is, yeah.
It's two. Interesting choice.
Interesting choice. Sure.
It's my first franchise. How about that?
Okay, so this is kind of cool, guys. Out, so he's not saying anything here, but wait, you're telling me what, if you watch the Game Awards, when is that?
I think December 12th or 13th or something.
And by the way, that guy Brian, you know, who works at Insomniac, he's on the committee that votes on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude.
So he has to play the games and stuff, you know. Ooh.
Ooh. We'll talk.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm doing music for a game, and it will be announced with a trailer that I'm working on now, pretty much done with, but. And the Game Awards.
Well, congratulations. Your first franchise.
Yeah. Well, if you know anything about Gabe
Castro, you know what he's talking about.
Yeah, there you go. Two.
By the way, Brian's last name is Algier, in case anyone's interested. But so two.
Two.
Watch out for two.
It's not really called that, but
two. But it is two, yeah. And
number two.
That's cool. So check that out. Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. Anything else before we say goodnight? Okay. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is the Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.